This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com, order a fake TV for just $29.95, and shipping is free.
Government. Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, kicking off another week. It is the 21st day of July 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. I've been sitting in here for the last 30 minutes or so, going back over the news that I was researching early this morning and last night, and some of the news that we covered yesterday evening on the Sunday broadcast that was live, 4 to 6 p.m., and I just pinch myself yet again that we are in this situation, that our world has gotten this crazy, and that there is intensified fighter bomber attacks by Ukraine into the east area of the Crimea, that the entire Western world is promoting basically a new Cold War with Russia and saying now that Russia is the enemy, all because of this airline being shot down in a war zone and Russia hasn't even taken responsibility for it. And the public is so dumbed down and the media is so controlled that it's still not an issue, other than CBS News and a few other reports I've seen. What we pointed out day one last week is that that flight was routed through an area where for at least 2 months, FAA Europe, there's a branch of the FAA over there, but also the EU air traffic control, had banned flights flying over that area. And no flights have been directed over it. And there's another bizarre story up on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson today. And that deals with a Malaysia Airlines diverting flights over Syria airspace. What's going on with Malaysian Airlines? You got one of them disappearing. You've got this other one directed right over the war zone that no one dare fly into. And, I mean, they give you a flight plan, folks. You follow it, or fighter jets come up and make you land. It's been like that for 60 years all over the world. And then now we've got another Malaysian airliner flying right over the war zone in Syria where you're not supposed to fly, and there's a flying ban, a no-fly zone. I mean, what's going on with Malaysian Airlines? These are brand new 777 jets. They've never had issues before. I looked into it this morning. Something's going on. They've got some weird deal with the Malaysian government or something with some type of weird clandestine hanky-panky. And when I bring this up, the controlled dinosaur media, state-run media, will say, Alex, with more theories. Hey, these aren't theories. They diverted that doomed flight. It was shot down last week, right over a war zone that nobody dare fly over, where missiles are shooting up in the air and fighter bombers are bombing cities. The Russian rebels had shot down three aircraft in the week before that. So this is the type of garbage we're dealing with. So I intend to open the phones up on this subject and see what you think, especially if you've worked for the FAA or if you've worked in military air traffic control. I know we have a lot of air traffic controllers, current and retired, listening. Does any of this make sense to you? You're the experts. I'm going to open the phones up specifically for people who are pilots or who have a civilian or military or private. And I want to open it up to air traffic controllers. I don't care if you're from Chile or Texas. Texas is its own country, you know, at least it should be. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Monday edition as we broadcast worldwide on the 21st day of July. Coming up for the first 30 minutes of the next hour, Glenn Spencer of American Border Patrol, one of the most versatile activists in the last 20 years, exposing the plan of the Ford Foundation in Mexico to break up the United States as part of the North American Union, using Mexican nationalism and border crises to bring it in. He's been predicting this for more than 12 years that I've been interviewing him on air. He's been an activist since he was a Native American organization activist for the tribal lands, and then began to research how Mexico was treating the natives down there, who are the indigenous peoples. And he is one of the most outspoken folks on the border. He moved from California to Arizona, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago, to be right there on the border and to be able to detail what was happening and unfolding. So that's coming up at the start of the next hour. Then at the bottom of that hour. I was going to air this last Thursday, but the Malaysian airliner shoot down started. So I decided to wait until this week so that it would not be covered up in the rest of the news. And that is a 15-minute report we put together with some of the highlights of Matt Drudge in 1998 in a 50-minute speech predicting with almost prescient understanding what would happen to the media landscape in the future. It's easy to make predictions now because we're already here. But if you go back to 1998, it's truly a trailblazing speech. And we've added some video clips and news articles and documents to it to make it even more powerful. Because I saw the speech again on the 15th anniversary, and it got picked up by Time Magazine and others pointing out that Drudge was right. And then I happened to come across the video again a few weeks ago and decided that I wanted to, again, put out a special report on it. So that's coming up at the bottom of the next hour. And then we've got Syrian Girl joining us again, who, since she first started appearing on this show about a year and a half ago, has gone public with her full name and the fact she lives in Australia and that she's part of an exiled family that were kicked out by the Assad's father and who were part of the ruling government previous to that. So she is a big insider. And everything she talked about in the last year and a half turned out to be 100% accurate. I mean, really knows her stuff. And now she goes on national Australian television and talks about these subjects as well. So she'll be joining us coming up from Australia in the third hour today. And we'll talk about the situation with ISIS, the situation in Ukraine, not just in the Middle East. So the truth about ISIS with Syrian Girl coming up today for at least part, probably 30, 40 minutes of the third hour. I want to open the phones up after I cover some news here in a moment to deal with the shoot down of the Malaysian airliner MH17 last week. And I want to talk to people that are, again, private pilots, commercial pilots, military pilots, or air traffic controllers, because I know a little bit about air traffic control. My dad's been a pilot since I was a little kid, both on helicopters and, you know, Cessnas, things like that. So we would fly to see grandma, you know, on the weekend and land in the cattle pasture. I just remember being with my dad on those flights and the fact that there'd be a big storm and he couldn't go around it because there'd be military bases on both sides. He would find a local airport and we'd land and then go in and get some chips out of the vending machine and drink some coffee until it blew over. And if it didn't blow over, well, he'd get coffee. I'd get, you know, a Sunkist soft drink or something. If it didn't blow over, we would go stay at a little hotel, motel in the town. And that happened a few times. Probably flew with my dad 50, 60 times, probably more than that, probably 100 times. And a couple times had to land the plane because he couldn't fly around a thunderstorm because there were so many military bases. The minute you start straying off your flight path, they come on the radio and they say, what are you doing? They call out your number. And if you don't do what they tell you, F-16s are on your butt in about 10 minutes. That's why 9/11 was a fraud. They said in the news, USA Today, you name it, that no aircraft had ever been intercepted in U.S. history, and that it was completely normal that NORAD stood down for 50-plus minutes, and that they lost the planes, which obviously wasn't true, and air traffic controllers have gone public about that, that it was all a fraud. I don't know exactly what happened on 9/11, but I know that the air traffic controllers, when they finally released part of the tapes, were saying, what is this simulation? You've taken control, and you're putting simulated aircraft over everything we're doing. That's the centralization that NORAD had. That's why centralization and technocracy is so dangerous is that a very small group, whoever they were, basically turned the computers off and put overlays in there. And you hear the air traffic controllers and people, even at NORAD, saying, is this real or simulated? Why is there a drill going on right now while this is happening? And they use the drill to basically have the cover of why someone at NORAD was overriding everything. Then they ordered the F-16s to fly at near stall speed. And I got this from multiple military sources, one of them a colonel who died after he came on the show, Colonel Don de Grand Prix, who was in Black Ops all over the world as an arms dealer after he was in the military. And he died of a heart attack right after he came on. Might have been natural, but it was so dangerous to be covering that at the time. And he talked about how an air wing out of the Dakotas, and then named them, was in a drill in Virginia and fired two AIM-9s, Sidewinders, into Flight 93. That's what the state police said they saw and heard was a big explosion, and the debris was over all those miles. And the media would just lie about all of it. And again, that's the issue with 9/11. You go into it, and it just never ends how much evidence there is that the official story is a total fraud. And then we attack the wrong country. If you believe really 15 hijackers from Saudi Arabia did it, and there was a stand down ordered at the embassy in Riyadh to order them to be allowed into the U.S., and I interviewed the head of the Visa Department at the embassy, Springman, who said, no, they were CIA. We were ordered to let them in, and that their terror designation was a cover. I mean, he was in newspapers at the time in England and Canada. I called, got him on the show repeatedly. And I didn't mean to go off into 9/11 today. It's just that these are the type of false flags that get run. We know our own government has staged a bunch of false flags to get us into these wars. We know Hitler started World War II with a false flag, Operation Himmler at Gleiwitz. There's a whole string of false flags to blame the Poles for attacking Germany. So we'd be fools to not understand that clearly this is war propaganda and that they're trying to start a new war, Cold War, economic war, maybe even physical war. They're in a proxy war right now that's physical in Ukraine. And that's what Syria and Iraq and all of this is about, and the globalists are the bad guys in this. Running Al-Qaeda, running ISIS, trying to overthrow all these countries. Let's not forget about all that. But the reason I want to talk to the air traffic people and the pilots, the article's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Malaysia Airline diverts flight over Syrian airspace where ISIS terrorists are armed with Stinger missiles, control 35% of Syrian territory, and there's a no-fly over the area where this aircraft flew. And this is getting weirder and weirder. Also a big story, photo evidence shows Ukraine regime delivering the BUK missiles to troops. And this isn't some Russian article claiming this, which it's known that the Ukrainians had these from when they were pro-Russia. It's in Canadian television from an article about Ukrainian forces win ground in Ukraine. In eastern Ukraine, and Ukrainian forces win more ground in eastern Ukraine, and it's an AP photo. Ukrainian government forces maneuver anti-aircraft missile launchers as they are transported northwest on July 4th, 2014, and it's an Associated Press article and photo picked up by Channel 24, part of CTV in Canada. So it's not even an article about, oh, look, the Ukrainians had this missile. It's been known they had the missile. But now it shows them rolling them into that area, according to the AP, an article about how valiant and wondrous they are. So it's establishment news out of the West. not realizing what they're showing. Pretty big deal. That's up on Infowars.com. We'll get into the whole border implosion as well. Huge NSA news. And a lot more straight ahead. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. And the Matt Drudge piece is coming up.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Story in the world has been officially in scores of newspapers that I've seen been blamed directly on Vladimir Putin. And again, that's pure war propaganda, pure demonization. You have an aircraft that was flown over a war zone that was shot down. The Russians may well have done it. obviously the pro-Russian rebels in the predominantly Russian ethnic area of Crimea clearly do have these missiles and have been shooting down military aircraft from Ukraine, NATO-backed, that have been bombing them. And so if you get on an airliner that gets directed over an airspace that's a war zone and you get shot down, logic would say the blame would go on whoever directed that aircraft through there. If the pilot just broke the law or made a mistake and flew over, they should be blamed. If the airline ordered it, they should be blamed. But I'll tell you what the airlines do. They follow in major air corridors like that over a war zone. Let me tell you, they check their charts and their flight plan probably 10 times. This would have come from the EU air traffic control system, the Ukrainian air traffic control system, NATO, FAA, Europe. The FAA is in Europe, and they're on record 2 months ago saying don't fly through there. Not a recommendation, not a warning, an order. Now, I'm no pilot. I'm no air traffic controller. That's what I know from just researching the news over the years and flying around with my dad and other pilots and being on private jets. I've had some friends that have large private jets, and I've been on them quite a few times. And I like to fly up front in the crash seat with the pilots, and it's really neat and get to see all the stuff they're up to. But we're going to actually talk to air traffic controllers now, pilots and others, and find out if I'm wrong about this. I want to go to Roy in Wyoming, who's an air traffic controller. Then Grandpa Stan is a pilot. Danny is a former military pilot. Brendan, who's Air Force. And John is a private pilot. We'll get to all of you. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. But let's go to Roy in Wyoming. Roy, what do you think about this as an air traffic controller? And did I get it right or part of it right? What do you think? I mean, isn't the story that all the other air traffic wasn't going through this corridor and that this flight went through a war zone?
Hey, Alex, yeah, you're absolutely right. There's something that's not adding up there. If you know, the pilots do check their flight plans 10 times over. The FAA said that they prohibit our airlines from flying over these war zones right now, so there's no way that you see a carrier flying through there, especially a 777. I'm not sure overseas how they're working that, but I imagine it'd be similar since all of our rules are roughly the same or getting close to being the same. So, yeah, you're right. It's not adding up at all.
Well, I had some family that worked for FAA Europe, and I gave them a call, and they worked there in the 80s. And translating, and they said that there's just no way they would direct an airliner over a war zone.
Absolutely not. And it's not uncommon, for example, on Tuesday, the 11th of September, 2001, where they'll evacuate. They'll tell everybody in the control tower to leave their position and send them into the space down below where there is no windows. Then they'll staff that control tower with black ops. It happens all the time in Fallon, Nevada, the control tower at Area 51, Diego Garcia. This happens. You know, it's not uncommon to see that happen. So that the controllers have no idea what's going on. Again, repeating the compartmentalization of the federal government.
What does your gut as an air traffic controller tell you is going on over here with this Russia situation and this shoot down of this aircraft?
11 years as a controller, my gut tells me that obviously there's a cover-up going on. And again, if you ask controllers in Europe, chances are they were either removed or if they do talk about it, they're going to be disappeared.
Well, there was a Spanish air traffic controller in Kiev. This came out in the news and was even on Fox Latino, but then got removed. And David Knight covered this last Friday on the Nightly News with Leanne McAdoo. And not just this air traffic controller who was senior, but others said that they were basically told to shut up and that it was shot down by Ukraine, and that the same thing you just said, that the day before they brought new controllers in who they'd never seen before, who basically kicked them out when this happened. And it's strange you said that, because you just brought up basically what that Spanish air traffic controller said. Pretty bizarre. What does that sound like to you?
Exactly, and that's their MO. They've been doing it for a long time, so it's nothing new. So you're absolutely right. You're dead on with your what you're bringing up. And my gut, that's what my gut tells me, too. So.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for the call, Roy. We're going to go to Grandpa Stan, Danny, Brendan, John, and others. I'm Alex Jones. Follow us on Twitter, Real Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage. From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're here 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Then we come back Sundays live, 4 to 6 p.m. We have weekday InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central every single night of the weekdays, Monday through Friday, because there's that much important news. Again, I'm just a logical person, but the public is ignorant about aircraft and just completely ignorant about airspace. And so they really are being convinced in the polls that Vladimir Putin himself ordered a Malaysian airliner shot down because he wanted to kill 303 completely innocent people. And so let's have a big Cold War now and spend trillions of dollars and try to wreck Russia, which will just wreck us as well. And the globalists will go all the way to the bank whistling their way happily. They don't want Russia setting up an alternative to the dollar. And Russia and China have been begging for years for the globalists that run the U.S. and Europe to stop devaluing the dollar. They're all invested in it. They're all part of the system. The communist Chinese, almost every one of their generals is a billionaire. They're top generals. And they're now calling it his Lockerbie moment, like he's Gaddafi and ordered a plane shot down. Turned out that was made up. And Dianne Feinstein is saying, you know, this is a new Cold War. And McCain is saying there'll be hell to pay. And Putin is saying we still haven't ascertained who did this. The rebels on our side are saying they didn't. But we are very sad for the plane being shot down. And now you think the only people in the world are these 303 dead people from Malaysia. And that the whole world history should change now, just like 1,000-plus died in Lusitania to start World War I with the U.S. and Germany to get the U.S. into the war. And then that killed millions of people. And then there was the false flag of the Ford Foundation. And British intelligence and the West, openly with the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute and the Rockefeller Foundation. This is all mainline Pulitzer Prize winning books on this. This is a fact. Created Hitler. Just like they've created Al-Qaeda. Doesn't mean they run Al-Qaeda. They create it, give it all the weapons, and then turn Frankenstein loose. I'm going to go back to your phone calls. It's just I'm really upset by this because the issue here is the globalists want to kill the dollar, but they want then the world to adopt their SDR, global carbon tax, / Tobin tax. They're going to have a tax on oil at the wellhead and all petrochemicals and its derivatives, all the derivatives of oil, distillates, I guess. This has all been announced decades ago, and they're following the plan. A global tax on all human activity, the carbon tax, and a money usage tax, a global money VAT on all digital uses of money that tracks everything in real time, but more importantly, controls it and taxes it and can turn off your card or your biometric ID to where you literally can buy nor sell if the globalists don't want you to operate. That's why they're shutting down the lemonade stands and the farmers markets and SWAT teaming Amish that sell cheese to their neighbor. Because the great sin is not going into a big corporate box store or eating at a corporate chain. It's now out on the news today, what's well known. McDonald's, Pizza Hut, and KFC get most of their chicken from China. And if you think the chicken from the United States is bad or the drugs produced here are bad, 90%+ of drugs that are consumed in the U.S., prescription drugs, are made in China. Close to a third of the chicken now being shipped in and used here in the U.S. is from China. And ladies and gentlemen, they were taking, according to this report, at the factories where they buy their chicken from, 13-day-old expired, 13 days expired, rotten chicken, and grinding it up and adding all the different chemicals so you won't get food poisoning. That's why they radiate the chicken, because it's got feces all over it, mites all over it, you name it. That's why they pass laws here to radiate the beef, the poultry, you name it, and then not even label the fact that it's been irradiated. Because then they can feed you rotten slop. But let me go further. They spray on most meat in the U.S. now, unless it's choice cuts, any processed meat, unless it's from an organic facility, certified, is sprayed with live virus. Okay, I said I'm going to your calls. Is sprayed with live virus that in Latin translates into English bacteria-eating virus. And it is a vaccine, live vaccine, grown in giant tanks that is then sprayed on the meat, and then the viruses eat the bacteria. This is what you're eating. Now, there's the headline. FDA approved spray-on virus to keep processed meats safe. See, it's not just that, quote, McDonald's is fattening or bad for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's that China is a collapsing hellhole, and that's where, I mean, you do not want to eat food out of China. Remember the headline in the London Guardian, and I'm going to your calls. Grandpa, Liberty Pilot, Brendan, John, I'm going right to you. I just have gone off on a jag here. It turns out the British, the European, the Chinese, the U.S., the Monsanto facilities, none of them eat any of the food. They all have secret organic farms with tents to even keep the, you know, the chemicals in the air off the food, and that's what they eat. That's what the elite eats. And you can look that up. The communist Chinese elite have secret organic farms. It's the same thing here. Okay? That's how this works. Remember the headline, German elite get clean vaccine? Remember that story 5 years ago? This is all done on purpose. Okay? Just understand that. Now, let's go back to the pilots and folks. Grandpa Stan, Liberty Pilot, Brendan, John, and others. As soon as you hear one of these fellows hang up, that's your chance to call in if you're an air traffic controller or a pilot. They had said for 2 months, don't fly over the zone. That's an order. They reissued the alert last Friday. Why was it and not other flights diverted through an airspace with fighter bombers and bombers bombing Russian rebel targets? What do you expect to happen? Now, we don't even know the Russians did it. Probably did. But the media is lying and saying they don't have these missiles in Ukraine and the West. It turns out they do. Even APs had to admit that. The point is, you're being lied to. I'm being lied to. Grandpa Stu is a pilot. Give us your take on this.
Well, my take is, I'm just reading it off the website here. It says Kiev-based Hunter shot down the plane. I'm so glad I have an opportunity to share with humanity the answers to these aviation questions. There's a website out there called Able Danger, A-B-E-L, danger.net. This guy's a former U.S. Marine fighter pilot. I think he's got 10 or 20,000 hours flying for Delta or something. He's dedicated his life to uncover explain to the world what these aviation questions are all about. And the one we're talking about.
I've had that individual on, and he has a partner, too, as a pilot as well. I believe those are whistleblowers or people exposing 9/11, right?
Well, they're exposing everything in aviation, and for him to be able to explain how Boeing has installed these remote control devices in the last, I don't know, 12 years or so.
Well, they actually already had them on a lot of aircraft before that. But, yeah, they're ubiquitous now on all the new aircraft.
But they move the waypoints electronically, so the poor pilots flying these planes doesn't know they're 300 miles off course. He thinks he's on course. And when you start thinking about it, it explains an awful lot of airplanes being downed. Wondering why they did this or did that is because they didn't know any better, because electronically their devices were tricking them.
Well, that's right. Bush, it was even on PBS. We found the clip a few months ago. I remember seeing it. He went on at a press conference and said, don't worry, we have remote controls on all the new planes. And then a guy literally grabbed his arm behind him and, like, jerked on the president's arm. Like, don't say that. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's why there's lawsuits now against the Pilots Association, because they know that the planes are rigged, and the pilots don't want to fly these planes that they can lose control over. But this
was, well, yeah, whenever they had that plane crash, what was it, in San Francisco a few months ago, it came out that pilots are crashing because the computers, they're made to go on autopilot, basically, and then the autopilot's screwing up, and then they're blaming the pilots.
But this Captain Field McConnell, he deserves some kind of an award, because once you start reading his information, oh, my goodness, it just explains so much on this aviation stuff. So buckle your seatbelts, folks. AbleDanger.net. The poor guy lives in Wisconsin, Plum City, not too far from Minneapolis, St. Paul, where I'm from. And it's all there. All you do is go look it up, AbleDanger.net. And that's my contribution to humanity, and I'm so happy that I had an opportunity to do this.
Well, thanks for coming on the broadcast. Yeah, we should probably get that pilot back on the show. I believe I had him on like 5 years ago. Thank you so much. Yeah, when you look at all this, it's just, this is the issue with driverless cars. and driverless planes and smart houses and everything being automated is the technocracy is run by the most anti-human, wicked, vicious people you can imagine. That's why I'm against, you know, giving my daughters an iPhone with a fingerprint access to it that they're going to make mandatory, because then they're going to be used to that to buy and sell. People say, but it's so convenient. Except it gives the system total control. And then you say, well, I don't care. I have nothing to hide. There are people killed every minute who are nice walking down the street and get mugged or killed or raped who didn't do anything wrong. And that's why nice people, chumps, are always victims of crime, because they can't imagine it could happen to them. I have friends that I had lost relationships over. This is about 10 years ago, a friend, where it was the Nigerian email scam. And he said, man, my ships come in. I'm going to give $5,000 to this prince. That's where everybody knew it was a total fraud. People knew for years, but it wasn't like widespread known that it was a fraud. And I just got to send him $5,000 and I get $1 million. And they believed their ship had come in. Even smart people have this gambler gene, I guess, in their brain, where they just imagine, and you say, no, that's a con. Been around for about 5 years at the time, about 15 years now. And I said, if you give them that money next, they're going to say they need $10,000 because, you know, Prince Abupi, got blocked by the other crown prince, but he'll be indebted with you and meet you at the Ritz-Carlton in 1 month with the $5 million now, if you give them $10,000. And my friend was like, well, I've already given him $5,000. Shut up. You know, you're just jealous that I've had this opportunity. And I said, and they got taken for about $15,000 and would never talk to me again and hated me because I told them it was a scam. And they didn't want to ever admit it was a scam. And they believed the bull just quit sending money to Nigeria. Woman gives Nigerian scammer $500,000 after meeting him on ChristianMingle.com. That's from Tech Nerd. See, and I went out to hear some great rockabilly music a few months ago with Mike Judge, the movie producer. I don't know why I'm name dropping, that's where I went with him there. And it was at a place in East Austin, and there were guys in there in African robes, everyone bowing down to them. That was where Mike got there. I was there before he got there. It's the ambassador from Nigeria. And I had my smartphone. I walked over and I went, so you're the ambassador from Nigeria, very important person? I said, really, what's your name? And I started Googling it right there. I just laughed at the guy. And they got up and went out and had the guy open the door to their car. And because I could see him out the window, and he drove off. And just everyone, the white yuppies, black people, it was a black/white bar, were just all bowing down. Just, oh, the Prince Abupi, oh, Abupi, Abupi. And that's what all this is, with Obama and the New World Order and the open borders. It's everybody believing their ships come in. Oh, Obama's going to give me free health care. Thank you, Mr. President. I don't have to worry about my mortgage or my car payment or my gas bill. Brendan, then John, and then Liberty pilot. Brendan, thanks for calling in. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. You say you're in the Air Force. What's your take on all this?
Yes, thank you, Alex. Yes, I was in the Air Force in the early 90s. It's very possible that, well, first of all, when you have an aircraft that's on a projected flight path, it's pretty much going to stay on that path unless there's some extraneous circumstances that are going to force it to have to fly around something, like in the case of a 747 that has to fly around a volcano that has erupted. I remember there was a story from the 80s where a 747 flew through an ash cloud at nighttime from a volcano and shut the engines down. Nowadays we have real-time information to let those pilots and crew plan for anything in the way of the flight, the projection.
Yeah, it's all plotted out for months. Don't fly over this area, correct? So the big question should be, who directed the flight over it, correct?
Correct, and there's reports that there were Ukrainian fighters that actually went up to altitude and possibly have nudged that Malaysian airliner, you know, so many miles each way above or below or within, I should say, the Lugansk, Donetsk region of Ukraine. Where
and in that way, I've seen those reports, that way there wouldn't be a record of the flight plan being changed. They would just order them radio to radio.
Absolutely, absolutely. So if their projected flight path was, okay, well, we know that's a war zone, so let's fly above that war region or below the region, and that will be our projected flight path. And then when you're in that area, those fighters come in and force you back into that war, over that war zone, and then break off, and then, you know, it's shot down by a missile or what have you. So, but what I'd like to call attention to is a short video that showed a it was either a pro-Russian rebel or Ukrainian forces, some guy that was off of the back of a truck with an armful of fresh passports. A crisp passport.
No, I saw that. I saw that. I know. None of this adds up. I, quite frankly, again, don't know what happened, but I know it's war propaganda. I know we don't need a new Cold War over this. I know it's a war zone. And I know that if it turns out to be the Russians, I believe, according to studying international law and seeing other shoot downs, that it that the blame goes on whoever directed that flight over a war zone. I mean, you're in the Air Force and you and seem to know a lot about this, but is that correct, what I just said?
Absolutely. I just believe that, and I'm not pro-Russia either, but I just believe that why would they spend the time and the resources to prove that they didn't have anything to do with it, you know, and to prove to the rest of the world, hey, you know, what reason will we have to bring this airliner down so we could draw the attention of the West and the rest of the world on us? You know, Russia has a lot to lose if a major war started, you know, that huge, you know, gas and oil deal or whatever there with China. They stand a lot to lose by doing something stupid like that and inciting, you know, a conflict. It just doesn't make any sense. So
I agree.
I agree.
This is Lusitania 2.0. Great points. Thank you for calling in, Brendan. Let's go ahead now and talk to John in North Carolina, who's a private pilot. Then we'll talk to Liberty Pilot, who's a commercial pilot. Go ahead. Go ahead, John. All right. Yeah. I'm going to go back to John in a minute. He just got his radio on listening. There's an internet delay, plus we delay the show 10 seconds per FCC. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why you hear a delay when you're on the phone versus listening on the radio. Liberty Pilot, you are on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You guys are hitting it pretty much on the head. Somewhere in there, they've, I guess, got some compartmentalization going on. Somehow this happened. But from the air defense point of view, I used to work on the air defense system back in the 90s. And that system, or tactical systems there, you know, they can't distinguish whether that's an airliner or a military aircraft. And someone gives them the wrong information or anything, or if, like those aircraft you say were above or below that airspace where that airplane was flying, radar could, you know, if the aircraft that's flying and the military aircraft, they were on nearly the same heading, you know, one could mistake one for the other, and the system hit the wrong aircraft.
I just know that, and we've had air traffic controllers call in, Air Force pilots, you name it, and, of course, you've been a commercial pilot and former air defense, and it's just you do not fly over a war zone. And then you got to ask, why on earth was that Malaysian aircraft over that? And there are reports coming out from credible sources of the Ukrainian fighter jets in and around it. They could have forced it in there. They could have been around it to confuse it. Or they might have been going up to see what it was. It could be the pilot made a mistake. But, I mean, when you're flying around war zones, I mean, a regular pilot getting an Cessna checks their flight plan five or six times. Commercial pilots, I mean, I've been on private jets and you name it, known pilots of large passenger liners, and they check their flight plan like 10 times neurotically. Because that's how you don't make mistakes, is over and over again. walk through things, and I just do not buy it. And it's really weird now that you had the disappearing Malaysian aircraft, and this one, and then another one that just flew over Syrian area where there's a no-fly zone, right in the rebel-held area. So something is going on, and it might be at Malaysian Airlines. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're a bunch of morons, but I don't think that's the case. I don't know enough about Malaysian Airlines. I know they fly over the world and didn't have a bad history before. I looked it up. So what does that sound like to you as a commercial pilot going on?
I don't know, Alex. Something's going on there, and I was wondering the same thing about that Malaysian airline. So it seems like they're the target airline for incidents all of a sudden.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for the call, sir. By the way, they just found a CBS News piece that I'll watch during the next break and find out what they're saying, that where the Malaysian Airlines defends their war zone flight path. So maybe that's why they're the target airline, because they'll play along with it, because you're not supposed to fly through there. How would the air traffic controllers in Europe allow them to set that flight plan? That's another question. Airlines can't set the flight plan if it goes through areas that are restricted airspace. We're going to go to break and come back with Tom in Baltimore. Worked with helicopter units, and police wants to talk about it. And then we're going to get Glenn Spencer on from American Patrol with video Skype at the border across from a drug smuggling base. It's actually on video. The Skype was very clear this morning. We'll see how it is when we go live in the next segment with Glenn Spencer after we take a call or two. But this is amazing stuff. By the way, we've been out. It's not artificial scarcity. It's scarcity. The best way to sell something is to have it be a high-quality product and be in demand and be reasonably priced and competitive, but also to have that Christmas toy phenomenon where companies have been caught over and over again, and it's been in the news, going and buying up the first shipment of their toy, paying off local newscasters to say, oh, you know, this toy is sold out and people are fighting over it. That will cause a run on it. Well, that's not what's happened with Survival Shield and then Survival Shield X2 and the other products. They really have sold out. And we really were unable sometimes to get the super high quality product and produce it. We've been out for 2.5 months of the Silver Bullet. I mean, it is the most powerful, hard to get, purest silver. The laboratory we use is the best in the country. We are neurotic about the highest quality, and it is less than the leading competitors, and it is the best colloidal silver out there. It is very strong, though, folks. So I only use it when I'm sick. I don't think this is for regular use. Now, other people, you know, say that. I don't say that, okay? And consult your physician. Silver Bullet is back. We have a limited supply because it's hard to make this stuff. And it's dangerous, too. They use high voltage. And the lab we're using is a big one. And really nobody else out there can move this much silver. So the point is that we've got a limited amount. And they're trying to make us more now. It'll probably take another 2-3 months to make it. I think at the way it sold last time, it'll be sold out in 2 weeks to a month. If you want the Silver Bullet or want to stock up on it, InfoWarsLife.com, colloidal silver. I type it topically and internally when I'm sick. Antibiotics wouldn't work on my dad or me this year. I lost members of my family to the bacterial stuff in the lungs. I think it saved me. I mean, it really reversed it. InfoWarsLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing
growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.